You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday's action on this edition. You'll hear us all live on Racing Radio from 2:10pm with Darren Owen, Kevin O'Malley and John O'Connell in the studio. We've got one meeting going ahead. We've got racing from Southwell on there, all weather fibre sand. No Exeter or Newcastle, those meetings abandoned unfortunately, but still winners to be found. And joining me in the studio to find those winners is Mr. John O'Connell.
Hi, John. How are you? All right?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Very good. We're getting close to the Cheltenham Festival, aren't we?
Yeah, which just is, 8 days away now.
Which is good. So we're going to look at the Racing Post Monday jury, which has a little bit of a look at some of the Cheltenham stuff coming up. And then we're going to get John's thoughts in two races coming up at Southwell on Tuesday as well. Speaking of Cheltenham, we do have the Cheltenham Festival preview night on William Hill Racing Radio as well. It's live from 6pm on Tuesday evening with a whole host of guests from William Hill Racing Radio, as well as Sir Anthony McCoy, Andrew Thornton and Steve Smith-Eccles. So we've got some Cheltenham Festival winning jockeys on there as well, so not to be missed. Make sure you join us for that from 6pm.
Champion Hurdle and Gold Cup winning jockeys in there, Steve Smith-Eccles, yes. And Andrew Thornton, yeah.
Yeah, and Sir Anthony McCoy, of course.
Absolutely, yeah.
let's look into the Monday jury. Who will profit if the ground is soft at the start of the Cheltenham Festival?
I promise after this first question I will have other answers away from what the panel have done here, but I do see the St. Calvados link in the racing in the Arkle Chase next week. It's very difficult to make of the ground for next week. You're getting different stories. Some say they could almost have an inch of rain on one day itself this week on Thursday. Other stories seem to be indicating there might only be an inch of rain over the next 7 days. But if it is soft ground, St. Calvados in the Arkle Chase next week, we know his form so far has been very good in soft ground. And although Footpad is also fine on soft ground as well, I think St. Calvados will really come into his own if it is soft ground. The other one in the Supreme Novices is Kalashnikov, who I wasn't too sure if the ground would have been okay for him at Betfair Hurdle last month, but it was, and he done it well, and that strong handicap form would be going to the festival with, and if it is soft ground, as it was at Newbury that day, yeah, obviously it would be right in his favour.
Second question, with the weights out, what's your best bet in the handicaps?
It's a horse called Sorted Out in the Potemps Hurdle in 10 days' time on the Thursday. He ran in one of the last qualifiers in Ireland about 2 weeks ago. He's now about sort of 12-1 or so. He's towards the head of the market, I think, in that one. He certainly caught the eye on that occasion. He was a decent horse a couple of years ago, who then lost his way. They tried chasing with him. That didn't really work. And he just looked as if the ability wasn't really there this season, but that run in the Potemps qualifier a couple of weeks back was a real eye-opener, and ran on well, nicked third place in the end. Anything in the first six would have qualified him for the final. I thought that was a very decent run.
That's a 12-1 chance, Sorted Out in the Potemps Network final. We've also got the next question, which is of a similar ilk. How about any lively outsiders?
Yeah, it's just only a couple of points bigger than that. It's in the 2 mile 5 race on the Thursday, the Browns Advisory and Merrible Stable Plate. It's also called Ver Morvan, who's around a 14-1 chance. He's got a couple of engagements. I'd like to see him run in this race. I think this is the one that would be made for him. Irish trained horse, just a couple of runs in Ireland. He had been trained in France prior to that. He ran in two really hot handicaps over in Ireland, one about a month ago at the Leopardstown Festival, and one to Paddy Power over the Christmas meeting there at Leopardstown as well. On both occasions, jumped really well. I think this is a race, for whatever reason, your pace to be handy in that particular race at Cheltenham. So if they do target this one, 2 miles 5 I think will be ideal for it. Race it handily. I think he's got a bit more to come. I'd like to see him turn up there, and I suppose 14-1, does that qualify as an outsider? Yeah, we'll
Big
give
enough
that.
Enough
yeah.
Wins.
Well, definitely, yeah. So hopefully that'll be the race he goes for. And if he does, I think he'll be a big, big player.
What chance would you give Duvan against Altior in the champion chase?
Because he's a class act, he's obviously got a chance, but I just think Altior is the better horse at the moment. And I'll be happy to be with Altior over Duvan. It's a bit funny looking the market there, because who exactly going to turn up, Min, Duvan, whatever, both of them. But I think Altior is just a class act. And it was good to see him come back at Newbury last month. Some will say it was only a three-runner race, but he had to beat Politologue, who has been mopping up in the races this season that a fit Altior would have taken himself. So it was a proper test, really, of his kind. And I think he's just such a class act, Altior, and hopefully he'll show it again next Wednesday.
He's 8-11 at the top of the market. He's the 8-11 favourite. I can't say anything. He's the 8-11 favourite at the top of the market, Altior, at the moment. Duvan a 9-2 chance. That is the big matchup we want to see at Cheltenham, of course. Who is the most underrated horse going into the festival?
Yeah, it's a tricky one there. I'm going to go for a horse in a race that I never would normally look at, but it's the Last Samurai in the cross-country chase. Cross-country chasers, I've got to admit, don't do an awful lot for me at all. It normally gives me the chance to go and make a cup of tea and a sandwich. But I think I'll look at it this year if the Last Samurai runs. He's a different angle horse in a race like this. He doesn't have the green and gold hooped colours for a start,
yes,
as most of the winners this race have. But he was second in the Grand National a couple of years ago. I think he would have won the Grand National that year if he hadn't turned pretty soft with a couple of heavy showers on the day. He's a class sort of act. They're talking maybe going for the Cheltenham Gold Cup, but he wouldn't be involved in that one at all. But he'd just be an interesting run if he ran here. And he's slightly away from the sort of horse you'd normally link with a race like that. But I just think he's an interesting horse. And, yeah, he'd be one of the most underrated horses going into the festival in a race like that.
Hmm. He's a 6-1 chance for the cross-country chase. I feel sorry for the cross-country chase. He gets everyone criticises it. I quite like watching it. I think he's great, entertaining.
It's not my cup of meat. It's just not for me. a fair play to the jockeys. I mean, if I was involved in the race, how on earth did they... I mean, a few jockeys, I remember years ago, used to get bans for taking the wrong course. And a lot of the big jockeys don't like to ride in that race. And I'm not surprised why, given you could get a 10-day ban for taking the wrong course. It's not really for me, but that might change if the Last Samurai wins.
Yeah. Which one are you most excited about?
I suppose it's Underso. He'll have his ground, you'd think. Probably goes for the Ryanair chase. Ed Chamberlain, in the Monday jury today, he says, I'd love to see him win for the O'Connells, but I don't think he means me. The owners... Sadly, they're not related to me that I know of. If they were, I'll be onto them after the race for a drink. But I think Undersaw is a class act. Waiting patiently. Unfortunately, it looks as if the vibes are that they're not going to go for the race. And Undersaw, I just think, is an exciting horse. Jumps well, travels well. He'll have his conditions. I think he should be a strong bet at the meeting as well. And he's just a horse who generally excites me when he runs.
Yeah. Is the 2-1 favourites? Do you feel that Undersaw didn't really get the credit that he deserved until possibly recently?
Probably so. Yeah. I suppose people just sort of think, I wouldn't say he picks his races at all, but you know, he has his ground a lot of the time when he runs over an island. But he's just a very good horse. I would love to see Waiting Patiently run against him, and it would be a real proper matchup. I know Waiting Patiently, as things stand, would have the ground that he wants. I just get the vibes that they're happy to miss Cheltenham this year, that Cheltenham isn't the be-all and end-all for them, and it'll probably end up going to Aintree if it does turn up again this season, which is a bit unfortunate. I just like to see it. I'd like everyone else, you want to see the best take on the best.
You do. But, yeah, fair enough. That is the Monday jury then for another week. We're going to now look ahead to some of Tuesday's action. John's got two races picked out for us at Southwell, and that is where we head next.
The festival is just around the corner, and William Hill Racing Radio is bringing a Cheltenham preview evening to you.
They're off. They race away then, and as they head down to the first of eight flights on the...
We can't promise pie and peas and a pint of mild in a working men's club, but we will have top names such as Sir Anthony McCoy and Andrew Thornton, as well as a host of our racing radio experts, the Trader's View, free bet giveaways, and a day-by-day guide to finding the best bets at the Cheltenham Festival.
Boomin' Air is the champion hurdler!
Might come
coming back and whisper, it's tight. Sizing John is holding them all under Robbie Power and wins the Gold Cup.
It's live and for free from 6 p.m. on Tuesday, March the 6th.
Tuesday's racing comes from Southwell. We've got an all-weather card on the fibre sand to look forward to there. John's going to give us his selections in a couple of races on that card. I presume the first one is the 220, because that's what you've got in front of you.
It is, yeah.
So that's a handicap.
Yeah.
Over the 5 furlong trip, so sprint handicap. What's caught your eye in that?
Well, it's Archimedes, horse number 3. We're rather hamstrung, aren't we, today, by the fact that we've only got one meeting to go with tomorrow, with exits from Newcastle off. But Archimedes in the opening sprint there at 220, it's not a bad little race for its grade. The top weight, Something Lucky, has been in really good form of late. But Archimedes won a little race here a couple of starts ago, and on the back of that, they ran him in a really decent race last time. He was a long, long way out of the handicap. But he wasn't disgraced. He ran a decent enough run in fourth place behind Foolad, who's been in tremendous form of late. And that was a 0-95 contest. The handicapper could have put him up a fair bit more for that run last time, but he settled for a mark of 62, so it's, sorry, 66 rather, so it's not too bad for Archimedes. He could have been hiked up a bit more for that. He's back in a more realistic grade, and given his win as well in his previous run, it might just be he's an improving type at the moment. I've got a lot of time for his trainer, David Griffiths. I think he's very good with what he has, and I think Archimedes in the current form, I'll take him to get back on the winning trail.
Archimedes, then, the selection for John in that 220. Where does the second selection come for Tuesday's action?
The second one, we're struggling a little bit after that because it's moderate sort of stuff, but I'm going to go 350 race. And the horse in question is Hizar, trained by Mick Appleby, who has disappointed on a few occasions since the new connection bought him at the end of last year. I think he did win one little race. But they expected by now to have added more to that Wolverhampton victory just before Christmas. But the run here at Southwell wasn't too bad last time. Gets another go on the surface. It's not that strong a race for the grade. The interesting horse against him is Napping, who has his first run for Ollie Murphy. He hasn't taken over from that train of that horse from his mother. But his are, it's probably not a horse to be relying too heavily on. On a normal Tuesday, he'd have been some way down on my list of horses I put up for tomorrow. But as I say, we haven't got too much to go in at Southwell. And I think here's our back in a race like this and ran okay at the track last time up. I think this is a chance to get back on the winning trail.
Okay, here's our in that particular race. And that was the 350. Good stuff. John, been a pleasure speaking to you once again. Good luck and enjoy on Tuesday.
Thanks very much.
There you go. That's the thoughts of John O'Connell on Tuesday's racing. Then you can join him on Racing Radio with Kevin O'Malley and Darren Owen. We have all of the races at Southwell there from 2:10 p.m. So do join the guys. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast. And enjoy Tuesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.